Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, back for another Dropship Daily episode. Today's episode is about calling customers back.
Yeah, I called somebody back and got a $3,000 order.
So I guess, you know, it comes down to selling expensive items online. A lot of people tend to have reservations before they place their order. Who would have thunk it, right? Well, that's the truth is that, yeah, if you're selling expensive products online over $200, maybe over $1,000, you're probably gonna have a lot more pre-sales calls before you end up getting the sale. So I guess the magic here is understanding.
Don't be afraid.
To call people back right away,
right?
Don't
be afraid, because sometimes I'm a little bit afraid, like if they've called like 17 hours ago and I'm like, they're probably moved on to something else. And most of the time, some of the time, they will say, oh, sorry, no, I ordered from someone else, thanks for the callback. Or they'll have no idea who you are, or they'll say, yeah, I'm interested in this product and I want to get it, but I was having trouble purchasing it. And that's exactly what happened this morning. She was having trouble and I called her and I said, okay, I'll help you. And she just needed to call her credit card company because it was a high amount. And once she called her credit card company, she called me back. I was able to process the payment and boom, there it goes.
Cool. So yeah, sometimes people just need a little help with one thing or another. It might not even have anything to do with the product specifically, because maybe most likely they've already made up their mind as to what product they want, that they for sure want that product that's going to solve their problem. And that's the magic of our system at E-commerce Paradise, is we teach you how to drive specific targeted traffic to your product listings for people that are actually searching to buy those products, people that are actually already decided to buy that product, that are now just doing comparison shopping trying to find the best place. So if you want to learn more about that, definitely check out the E-commerce Paradise Academy at academy.ecommerceparadise.com. But once they've gotten to your site and they've decided that you are the right site to buy it from, the next step is to try to place the order. And they might have reservations, they might be looking for different payment methods, they might be looking for financing, and what happened this morning, the person's credit card might just decline and they don't know what's going on. So it's your job as a retailer to set up either automations or to set up ways to just make sure that they're called back and, talk to them about it. If there was a way I could set up my website so that every time a credit card got declined, it gave them a screen that said, hey, your credit card got declined, but there might be these three things that you could do to get it fixed right now and to try again. Number one, call your credit card company to check if there's a fraud hold on it. Number two, check to make sure you put all your information in correctly. Step three, try to enter the order again after you've double-checked both those things, If I could create that, I'm going to actually try to talk to Shopify about that now that I'm thinking about it. That would be really cool to have a pop-up that does that, right? And that's just simply an automation. Think about that in your business, guys. If there's anything that happens that slows down or it's a bottleneck and requires you to jump in and be actively involved, think about ways that you could automate that, digitally, adding code to your website, or customizing the process somehow. I know with Shopify, the only way to customize the checkout process is to either have some sort of an app installed that does that, or to actually buy the Shopify Plus membership. But with that said, maybe that's a good idea for some sort of an app. So there you go, coming up with good ideas all over the place here. Let me know if you guys end up developing that app. I'd like to be a part of it. But anyway, so yeah, I just want to talk to you guys about calling customers back. I think it's really important that you understand that depending on your niche, people really do like talking on the phone. And I think that they will trust you more if you call them back on the phone and stuff like that. Generally speaking, just having a phone number on your website and the header and the footer and the about page and contact page and product pages and stuff like that, having a phone number displayed very, very clearly everywhere on your website is going to really help conversions. But that doesn't mean that you don't have to call anybody back. People are going to call. And if they call and they get a message machine and no call back, they're not going to trust you. So what I suggest doing is either taking those calls yourself, especially in the beginning when you don't have that many customers, but later on outsourcing the calls to some sort of either a call center or a virtual assistant in the Philippines. And right now we have it outsourced to a virtual receptionist service, which is basically a call center. And they answer all the calls for us. And we have FAQ pages set up, and they go to the product page to answer any specific questions. And they try to take orders if the customer is ready to order. But that really does help us take incoming calls, especially simple calls. But the only problem with that is that they're not as well trained in the sales process as we are. So sometimes the customer will say, okay, well, I'm still shopping around, I'll talk to you later, but they don't know how to close the sale at that point. So unfortunately, it might not you know, result in as many sales as maybe a virtual assistant where we hire them in sales would be able to do. So it's just something to consider, you know, cost-wise. What can you afford? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you looking for? Are you a traveler? Do you need just somebody to take a phone call for you so you can call them back right away? Or are you working from home? And, you know, you can take that call and, you know, you probably should because you're trained in sales, right? You know, so having a virtual assistant really does help, especially when you're traveling. But when you're at home, I just suggest taking those calls yourself. If you're an entrepreneur, you probably got some pretty good sales and marketing skills. And the sales process is pretty simple to go through on the phone with somebody, and you can really close sales that way. So definitely take those phone calls, guys, and call people back and, you know, work with them and be as friendly as possible.
Yeah, I mean,
close those sales.
Yeah, I mean, most of the people that we're working with, like, if you follow, you know, the method that you're supposed to follow, which is, like, people that have a good income and people that can afford these products, most of the time, these people want to talk on the phone to make sure that you're real, that, you know, you're not just some fly-by-night company. Sometimes they just want to talk on the phone just to see if you are real and make sure that you'll answer the phone if something happens.
What are some phone calls that you've taken that may, like, have given you thoughts about, like, different ways you can improve or whatever, you know, different ways maybe other people can improve their phone calling?
Well, the phone calling itself?
The talking on the phone, you know, the sales process, like.
Taking them, if they're like, oh, I don't know, I want you to recommend something for me, taking them back to the very beginning. What do you need? What are your needs? You know, you helped me with that a lot when I first quit my job, and I was on the phone with this guy, and I had no idea. He just kept asking me so many questions and blah, 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 all this stuff. And you were like, you can do this. And you were like, you just have to go back to the beginning, go back to the very beginning, because sometimes people, they don't understand the process themselves and they just want to jump to like specs when they don't even know if they actually need this product or what they're even going to use it for. So yeah, taking them back to the very beginning, like, do you want it? Do you need this? Are you going to be using it? Like taking them back to the very beginning of the sales process, that helped me a lot. And then once you do that, or asking them if they, like, they're like, is this a good product or blah, blah, blah. You can say, well, you know, has anybody referred any products to you, or have any family or friends, like, said that you should try this or try that? And then you can kind of narrow it down right then and there and say, okay, well, let me go to that type of product or that type of brand or that brand. And you can say, okay, well, we have this available. And more than not, they'll actually be more inclined to that brand just because somebody referred it to them. So when they have no idea, you just try to take them back to the beginning.
Cool. And what are your best tips for closing a sale when you've gotten to that point where you're pretty sure they're ready to buy, but maybe they still have objections? What are your techniques for that?
If they have any like questions, I try to answer the questions and help them out. If they're just like sitting on the fence, you can just say like, hey, you know, you want to, you just say like, okay, like, you want me to process this order right now? Can I process this order right now? Like, get this shipped out to you, you know? Like, make it exciting for them. Like, hey, we can get it shipped out this time, this day. You know, if you do it now, we can get it shipped out by today or tomorrow or whatever, and I'll send you tracking information once it ships. And usually, if people want to buy, they'll buy. Sometimes they're a little bit more reserved, and that's just because, you know, you need to, like, have more information about the product. They're really, really sticklers, then they're just kind of tire kickers at that point, and then you just need to sometimes just give them more time to order. And sometimes I've had people call me back like a day or two later and actually order after they've thought it over for the night, because these purchases sometimes are really expensive and they need time to think about it. But I think in order to help with the calls, with questions, have like a questions and answers like we put on the website, that really helps. And not just like answering the question, like, you know, how long is this product? Oh, okay, well, let me answer the question. No, not just that, but like put it into the product listing itself as well. Not just answer the question to the person, but put it in the product listing so that, because there's lots of people that have that question, but they're just not calling and they're not asking. So they're just going somewhere else to get the answer. So put it in the product listing itself so that you just never get that question again. And then they just buy because they have their question answered, and that has been the best, I think, and it's helped with our outsourced helpers, or our call they're able to go in there and see what if the person is asking a question that, you know, is easily read right there in the product listing, they can go into the product listing, look at it, and say, yeah, it's this long, and then answer their question.
And one more tip I want to throw in here really quick is that, I don't know if you guys all know this, but on Shopify reviews, if you use Shopify reviews or any other reviews app, you should have the ability to reply to reviews. And you can go in there and actually write a really nice reply. You see this a lot of the times on Google Maps. If you go on Google Maps and you search any particular listing, you'll see that sometimes the actual business will have replied to some of the reviews. And it just makes the business look more friendly and nice, and you tend to trust the business more just because of that. So every little marketing touch helps, and those little friendly touches really do make a difference in the sales process. So
yeah,
go through all your reviews and leave a comment, leave a reply to the review.
Sometimes it's hard to be friendly or be like very customer service oriented because you have so many other things going on that you just want to answer the question and get it over with. But if you do, it really does help. Like, you helped me a lot with that, with like, you know, saying like, hey, thanks so much for your question, and you know, if you have anything else, I'm here to help. Like, it actually does, when you think about it, you're like, yeah, that actually does look and sound
And I've said this in prior videos, so if you haven't watched the past conversion rate optimization videos, go into the channel and check those out. They're really good. I believe it's Dropship Daily number 2, where I talked about a lot of different conversion optimization stuff. But one of them is really, really good, and that is to go to your competitors' websites, and not just your niche competitors, but actually your broad site competitors, and sign up for their email lists and actually write them inquiries into their contact page and ask them about products. And then if the products are cheap enough and you actually might want them, maybe place an order with them and then send them inquiries like, you know, can I cancel my order? Or send them an inquiry like, how do I return my order? Or send them an inquiry like, hey, I got my order, it's damaged, can I get a replacement? You know, all these little things.
Yeah.
Then what you get to do is you get to see their responses, and hopefully they have one of their better reps responding to you. And sometimes what they'll have, if it's a really good company, is they'll have templated responses.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use all those templated responses, the ones you really like, in your own business, and you can customize them for yourself. So I highly recommend that. One of the companies that's really well known for doing stuff like that is Zappos. And Zappos is like a shoe e-commerce site, if you don't know about it, but definitely check it out. Amazon bought it quite a while back. And the coolest thing about Zappos is they're known for their customer service. So they're known for sitting on the phone with their customers for as long as it takes to help them decide upon the right shoe for them, I guess. And they actually broke a record of some sort years back. I remember they sat on the phone for some crazy amount of hours with
three
one customer.
3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, 3 or 4 hours just to close the sale. So I thought that was really cool. And while that might not happen for you, but the truth is that, like, you've got to have those people there to answer the phones, and you've got to have them trained properly to respond back to emails properly with the templates and to talk on the phone properly. And it's all about customer service training. So you know, I worked for a sales firm in Los Angeles, California for about 4 or 5 years before I started an e-commerce business. What I learned a lot was a lot of customer service and a lot of sales skills. And so what they taught me was how to respond properly, how to have things called canned responses ready for when you have issues you have to deal with. And that is any kind of issue, whether it comes from a customer or a supplier. A lot of the canned responses are just in your head, but it's a lot easier to get them and put them into paper somewhere, or put them into a digital format somewhere so you can easily draw from them when you need them. Canned responses are really helpful. And of course, Juliana was saying that, you know, having just like the first part of your email is kind of a canned response. Hey, thanks so much, da da da. We really appreciate our customers. Kind of reminding them that you respect and appreciate them. It really goes a long way to making, to calming them down for whatever's happened, if it's something bad, and then also building them back up, you know?
Yeah.
So making friends with them.
Yeah, I now add in, like, if I have something like to say to them after their order, I'll put in there like, thanks so much for your order. Like, every customer means the world to us as a small business. And people like to order from small businesses. I'll get emails sometimes that'll say, oh, you know, I'm a small business owner myself, or I was a small business owner, and I like to buy from small business owners. They'll want to come to you instead of Amazon because you offer customer service support and you're specialized in what you do.
Yeah, and, and you can take those kinds of marketing messages, the ones you send in your customer service messages, and you can actually put them into your website too. So consider that, you know, putting them into your product pages, putting into your homepage, into your about page, things like that. The same kind of messages, the same sort of things you say, hey, every customer matters, you are our lifeblood, blah, 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 you know, things that make the customer feel good, put those into different pages on your website because they're going to read that. Your website, that is your business. So
because it's totally true. Put it in there. Every customer does matter, and they want to see that you know that and you appreciate that. People like to be appreciated, especially your customers. If they find that you don't appreciate them, they're not going to reorder from you, or they're going to, you know, they're going to bother you with customer service. You know, they're just not going to, it's going to leave a bad taste in their mouth, and they won't refer you to their friends and family. And now I've been doing that with some free gifts, like seeing in the package, like, hey, thanks for your order. The best gift you can give is, you know, a referral to your friends or family.
There you go, guys. That is our episode about calling customers back, making a great experience for them, different ways to optimize your website as a result of all of your customer service conversations, and you know, generally speaking, how to provide amazing customer service and sales support, and how to close sales and stuff like that. Tons of great tips in this episode. Definitely hit that subscribe button and tap that bell icon for notifications, and sign up for our email list at ecommerceparadise.com.
Give it a like.
All right, guys, happy selling, and we'll see you out there.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Subscribe.
Bye.